Coming up on 5:45, 63 degrees. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. We wish it was a half an hour, but it's at this point, it's 5 minutes. And so if it was half an hour, I think we'd call it the best half hour of the day. What do you think?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was an hour, probably the best hour of the day.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think we would maintain the pattern.
All right. So I'm calling this a piece it together Friday because just different thoughts. One is, there's five of them, so here we go. One of them is that, we don't talk much about this, but I know that we both hold to, it's not our, but the idea of relational and spiritual theology, and that is the fact that God is triune is a really big deal because God is relational, and we think far too little about this, and it ought to be mentioned in every church service. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think and we've talked about this here as well, the idea that the Trinity is not kind of tangential or a side thought in Christian theology. It is central to understanding who God is. If God is love, God exists in relationship. And I think it's so key to understanding who we are and who God is.
So my thoughts on a Piece It Together Friday are about relationship then. Second, this comment, people have heard it. We're all wounded in relationship, and we all get well in relationship. You agree with that?
I do. I think it's, yeah, I agree with that.
All right. And then I was thinking of Larry Crabb's comment in a couple from some of his books, Men and Women, where he said, we're all wounded, and we're all self-centered. We need to decide which is the bigger problem.
Yeah.
And that, again, that's something to get your head around.
Right.
Because a lot of times it's easy for us all, individually and collectively, to focus on the woundedness. But what about the way you've hurt other people? And ultimately, I think you and I both agreed, that is the bigger problem.
Yeah, you know, and I think the other piece that comes with that is it doesn't necessarily minimize one versus the other. Or it doesn't negate being wounded, you know.
Right.
It acknowledges we're wounded, but what's the bigger issue?
And then another Crabb book, Inside Out, where he talks about love and self-protection. Think of putting your arms out wide open and you're just open to loving and being loved. But when you close, you're protecting, right? And it says in Galatians 5:6, the only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. So as we have faith, we open up rather than close up.
Right. So, yeah, and I definitely know the experience of closing up.
Okay.
So
all of that to say, my aha yesterday related to this wholeness stuff we talk about, wholeness integration, I'm like, you know what? I've been thinking of it individually. I need to think of it relationally. Like, if in fact we're wounded relationally and we get well relationally, I'm like, aha, pursuing wholeness, integration, reconciliation, it's individual, but it always is relational.
Absolutely, for sure. And I think that's an important clarification is that, you know, it that happens on multiple levels. It's not just what's going on inside of our own hearts, but it's also how we relate to those closest to us, to society as a whole, to our enemies, to God. Absolutely. I think that's so key to understanding it.
Yeah. I mean, forgiving when you've been offended, but also if your brother has something against you, you know, going your brother or sister going to them. So. That's a lot of stuff to cover in a few minutes.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Imagine if we had a half an hour to talk about that.
Well, we covered it. Piecing it together Friday. Okay. Romans 5:18-19 today.
Yeah. It says, yes, Adam's one sin brings condemnation for everyone, but Christ's one act of righteousness brings a right relationship with God and new life for everyone. Because one person disobeyed God, many became sinners. But because one other person obeyed God, many will be made righteous.
And in Jason's letters to the beloved devotional commentary, heading into the weekend, Romans 5:18-19, he says, just as one man's sin led to a death sentence for every person, my son's act of righteousness, his crucifixion and resurrection, paid the penalty and gave life to all people. Because of Jesus, all people are righteous before me. Adam's disobedience had a universally destructive effect, but my son's obedience has a universally integrative impact. I am setting all things right through him.
Yeah, you know, I think Christ came to reintegrate, came to reconcile, came to restore relationship.
Mm-hmm. So, we're going to leave it there. All right, breakfast tomorrow?
Sounds good. We'll talk to you then.
See you then. Our friend Jason Kanz, WWIB, the best 5 minutes of the day. Sanctus Real concert last night, Northern Lakes Church in Cumberland. Caleb, you were there, interested in your thoughts. But first, ladies first, Tammy from Rice Lake, she checked in this morning.
It was amazing. I had never been to an acoustic concert, and we were right up front. We went to the meet and greet beforehand, and they were so personable and talked to us individually, and we got to ask questions, and they were amazing. I would have recommended anybody go to that concert.
Thank you so much. And it was great to chat with Tammy just a little bit before the show as well, too, again, because she was there early with a VIP. And, man, I would echo that, too. Incredibly personal. And Dustin Lolly that we talked to last week, and you can catch that podcast and that interview at WWIB.com. But I think one of the things, you know, that stuck out to me is he's an incredible vocalist. Mm. I mean, gifted. And you hear the songs on the radio, but we say so many times, it hits different when you hear it live. So not only do you hear mm-hmm. some of those stories behind the songs and what they were going through as they wrote them, but also to hear his voice. I mean, just an absolutely soaring voice. Incredible, incredible live vocalist. And to hear that again, all in praise for the King. And he's talked about, he's been with the band 7 years now and taking over for an iconic lead singer in Matt Hammett. And he mentioned to us about some of the struggles too. And he even said as a band, they were not seeing the success that they thought they would have. And what it really came down to for them, he said, is that they had to basically have a heart to heart with God where he told them, you know what, success is not you having necessarily worldly success. I may give it to you, but success is looking more and more like Jesus each day. And that was the challenge that Dustin Sanctus Real put out to us last night, is what does success look like in your life? Because we have all these ideas of what success should be, what we should be, how our lives should turn out. But the goal is to look more and more like Jesus day after day. And so that was just a phenomenal thing to hear. He played the song Confidence, which we all love so much. And he said so many people say that this is my workout song. This is my get me up, get going in the morning song. And it's, you know, it gets me revved up for the day. But he said Confidence was actually born out of a prayer in their lives saying, Lord, I need this because I don't have this faith right now. Please give me this faith like David, like Moses. Give me that heart like David, as it says in the song, because we don't have it right now. I'm weak, I'm broken, I'm despairing. And that's that song, that the prayer. And he said, you know, the prayer that they were praying to God and writing that song, God actually answered kind of in the song with what he did with that song in their lives and in people's lives, as they were just pouring their hearts out to God in a place of brokenness and hurt and even despair. That's when he stepped in when they were at their weakest.
Yeah, well,
so
very much Paul, yeah. 2 Corinthians 12, right? Yeah.
And so again, just a wonderful time. Again, I just can't say enough thanks to everyone at Northern Lakes Church, Dwayne and Laura. Just, it feels like family every time I go back. So
we've never been disappointed with a concert.
Yeah, and as I've said so many times too, I always walk in more uplifted and more encouraged, no matter what my attitude is. And yesterday, I mean, I'll be blunt. I was struggling because there were 1,000 things that I have to do today, and I wanted to stay back and get them done last night because I know just what all is on my plate today. And my attitude was not what it should have been. And yet, even in my struggling and anxiety with all that needed to be done, God said, this is where I want you to be tonight. And I was just so richly blessed by being there and just being with other believers and hearing just the openness about others' struggles and saying, we take it to the Lord. Yeah. We don't run from him when we're struggling with anxiety and fear and depression, just the weight of the world. We run to him. So wonderful time last night. And this is a song, again, there were a lot. I think I'll play Safe in My Father's Arms. If you know, you know. If you were there, it was fantastic here in the Midwest to have that kind of island type of vibe. But this is a song that Dustin mentioned to us as one of his favorites to sing. And you could absolutely hear it, in his voice. It just was a whole nother level when he sang this one live last night and telling about the story of Chris, who's featured in the music video for this, and a man who's overdosed multiple times, been arrested over 50 times, and God got a hold of him. And as Chris said, as Dustin said last night, you're rebelling against something. You're either rebelling against God and his will, or you're rebelling against what the world says is valuable, against what the world says we should value. And so this song from Sanctus Real, this is where we bring you the segment where we have done the work for you. We know you want to stay informed, but life gets busy. So news, sports, politics, pop culture, how in the world can you stay on top of it all? You don't have to. We do it for you. And then we bring it to you on Friday mornings, little bite-sized pieces, condensed form, because we respect your time. Friends, we call it headlines, and here we go.
Here we go, indeed, working on the headlines, Caleb, right up until the time we deliver them. Fall is on its way.
I can tell because bad new television shows are starting to fall off the trees and pile up in the yard.
Rake them up.
A British survey found that the average woman spends more than $68,000 and 2 years of her life washing, cutting, coloring, and styling her hair.
And the average man spends 2 years of his life waiting for her another 2 years, saying, it looks fine, now can we go already?
I'm not going to comment any further on that.
NASA says our Milky Way galaxy has at least 300 million habitable planets.
But ours has the most streaming channels.
That's for sure.
An 88-year-old man in India just signed up for college classes.
That's bad news for his parents who want him to finish school, get a job, and move out already.
Right?
So are you planning to buy the new iPhone 14?
Or do you need to eat?
Yeah, right.
Choices. According to a survey, the top three goals of Americans over the age of 50 are weight loss, writing a book, and taking a big trip.
Number four, I can tell you, as a 58-year-old, is discovering new ways to add flavor to our morning oatmeal.
That's purpose.
And finally this morning, the average new car loan in the U.S. is now $40,000.
See, I have a neighbor who gets a new truck every 3 years, a new boat every 4 years, a new motorcycle every 5 years, and a new bankruptcy lawyer every 6 years.
There's a pattern.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Well, another week winding down on the WIB Wake Up Show here on WWIB. We were together all 5 days, and we've put it together the week in 3 minutes plus. How about you with ChapStick?
Man, I can't say I use it very often, but sometimes really? In the winter, it's good to have, you know, good to have it handy.
But you're fortunate in that regard.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I mean, when I think of it, I just think of Napoleon Dynamite. So, oh, my lips hurt real bad.
That just made best of the week.
So my marriage advice to people is, one, Vicki and I never left the house without kissing one another, that whether it was just to run uptown or whatever the case would be, we always gave one another a kiss.
It was amazing. I had never been to an acoustic concert, and we were right up front. We went to the meet and greet beforehand, and they were so personable and talked to us individually, and we got to ask questions, and they were amazing. I would have recommended anybody go to that concert.
Oh, my lips hurt real bad.
Drew and his wife co-pastor. They co-pastor.
That was a Freudian slip. They co-host the comedy show at the church every Sunday morning.
Caleb, why did the chicken join the gym?
I'm not sure.
To work on his pecs.
Number two, we never yelled when we fought. We learned that early in our marriage.
Randy Jones, the cowboy of the Village People, he is turning 70 today. Is that kind of a feel-old birthday or what? I mean, just about every wedding dance you've ever been to has had this song. Come on now.
Young man, there's no need to feel down. Oh, my lips hurt real bad. A turtle is crossing the road when he's mugged by two snails.
No.
When the police show up, they ask the turtle what happened. The shaken turtle replies, I don't know. It all happened so fast.
I like it. You know, when I was young, I was scared of the dark. And now when I see my electricity, I'm scared of the lights.
I just feel that way.
We never had arguments in front of our children that if we had a discussion we needed to have. We went to somewhere private.
Why did Johnny Appleseed cross the street to get to the other cider?
There you go. You might want an apple joke for the fall. Love you, Drew. Thank you. See, we don't just receive from Drew, we give.
At my wife's request, she wanted these things, some quality DeWalt tools from Farm and Fleet for her because she wanted to do some various woodworking projects, build like a cedar standing raised garden and things like that too. So, you know, I have purchased some nice tools for her and not for me. And it was just kind of funny the other day. I was going to a church work day. We were a lot of great guys, great fellowship as we were tearing up a bunch of carpet and getting ready for some new flooring. And my wife said, "You can bring my tools as long as you bring them back in good condition."
There you go. There you go.
And I just, oh man.
We also held hands everywhere we went. We were always connected. I miss her so much. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mark, for putting that together. Thank you, everyone who listened, participated this week. What a great week.
See, we heard different listeners, PCD, John, Keith. I mean, it's the listeners. You're part of the show.
You absolutely are. Thank you so much for being part of it.